What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. Do you want to connect with your spirit guides? I think it's a lot easier than you think, my friend. We love spirit guides over here on Dear Gabby, and spirit guides are loving beings that guide us to learn valuable life lessons and return us to that sense of safety inside and guide us throughout our life. And the more that you communicate with them, the more you can access their infinite wisdom. It's like any friendship. The more you pick up the phone and call that friend, the more they can give you. And so you can actually pick up the phone, you know, make a big call to those guides today. You can connect with your guides right now by practicing my free spirit guides meditation. You can download it now at deargabby.com/spirit guides. The link will also be in the show notes. Get ready for that full-blown connection. A connection that can support you forever, that can guide your life, that can be one of the most powerful relationships you'll ever establish. In minutes, you'll start to tap into their loving presence and connect to their guidance and support. And you might feel just warm or a tingling sensation, or you might see signs and symbols throughout the day. Download my free spirit guide meditation today at deargabby.com/spirit guides to connect with your guides now. Listen now to communicate with your spiritual support system and access their divine wisdom, love, and protection. That's deargabby.com/spirit guides.
Gabby.
Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back to Dear Gabby, my friends. Welcome back. Today, I have a topic that I know is probably one of the most popular topics on my podcast, on the YouTube channel, on my Instagram, my social media. If it's a subject line in an email, it's the thing that everyone opens. Is the topic of spirit guides. How do we connect to our spirit guides? What are spirit guides? So this topic is something I've had a lot of mediums on my show talking about before, and today I'm going to talk about it from my perspective. It's an important topic for me because having a spiritual guidance system and a sense of knowing that there is a force of energy and love and presence of guides around me has given me a totally different perspective on my life. A example today, just today, I was at my son's school and I was having a really important conversation with somebody about safety measures in the school. And I almost felt like this energy pushing me down, not moving my legs. And I was standing at the coffee cart at the school where all the parents gather and they have coffee. And I felt like I was being held in place. And it's not like I couldn't physically move, but I did feel as though a presence of guidance was coming through saying, don't move. And I surrendered to that. And I stayed in that physical place for a little bit longer, even though I had a lot of things I had to get to at my desk. I listened to that physical guidance and that inner guidance. And I stayed there a little bit longer and a little bit longer, just chatting away. And in a conversation that I was having standing there, I started to talk about some really important measures that we thought would need to be put in place in the school. And I started a rally with the people that were talking with me and created this mom and dad collective of how, okay, we're going to make this happen, and sent an email to the head of the school. And she was really receptive. And it was one of those moments where I was being guided by a spiritual presence beyond my physical sight to really stay in place, stand in place, see what else is being revealed in this moment, stick around, show up, take this guidance, don't push past it, and then see what comes of that. And these kinds of encounters with a spiritual presence beyond my physical sight have been in my reality for my entire life, truly, and very present for me. In my book, Spirit Junkie, I tell the story of how when I first got sober, I became really connected to the work of Marianne Williamson and her interpretation of the metaphysical text, A Course in Miracles. And finally, I got the hit to go out and get a copy of the course for myself. And so I walked into the metaphysical bookstore, and the first thing I saw was A Course in Miracles was on sale. Okay, universe, thank you. And I walked over to the book and I picked it up, and my hands got warm and tingly. And then I felt this presence behind the book almost guiding me to the register, like dragging me to the register. And I was like, I think I need to buy this. And I put my credit card in and I took the book and I walked outside and I opened the book and it said, this is A Course in Miracles. This is a required course. And I remember taking that in and looking at this busy New York City street and thinking, oh my God, I was fully guided to this book and I know this is meant to be. And indeed I was, because that book became the core through line of many of the books I've written and a lot of my own spiritual faith. And so these moments where we get these intuitive hits to make a connection, to do something different, to walk into a bookstore, to stay a little longer in the room, to engage a little bit more with somebody, those moments of guidance are from coming from a presence of spiritual connection. They're a spiritual guide, a presence of love within us and around us. And the way I perceive guides is we have these entities, these spiritual loving beings that are directly in connection to us. And their job is to literally help guide us back to the presence of love and help guide us in our life to learn valuable lessons, to move through those experiences with grace, to support us in moments of chaos and moments of fear and moments of terror. They're always with us. And we have the opportunity to deepen our connection to our guides by communicating with them directly. Now, some guides also can be deceased loved ones. And I love, love, love this experience I had with my grandmother. My grandmother, Fritzi, was a very, very close family member to me. She really meant a lot to me. And we had a very close connection. We would get together and wear little nightgowns and have these beautiful moments of connection when I'd visit her in Florida. And she was really important to me. And towards the end of her life, in her mid-80s, she had a fall and she broke her arm and her shoulder and was, as you can imagine, really physically compromised as a result of it. And the first few weeks into this, my mother and I were really concerned about whether she should have this surgery or she should just live on pain meds forever. And we were really bummed out about the two options because neither option was very good. And in that time frame, we were just really in a lot of chaos and struggle, and I just remember it being really tough. And at the same time, had a workshop that I was leading at the spiritual center in Massachusetts. And so I remember preparing myself. I called my mom. I said, Mom, take care of Grammy. I'm going to go on my workshop and get things going. And that day that I was heading up to the workshop, some of my team members were at my house. And I just asked them to just give me a few seconds. We had packed up the car. We were ready to go. But I said, guys, you know what? For some reason, I feel like I need to meditate right now. And so I stepped into my bedroom and I sat down on this beautiful plush sofa that I had. And I started to just go deep into my meditation. And it was a depth that I hadn't felt in a while. It's a depth that wasn't common in my meditation to just sink right into. And my hands started lifting up towards the sky. And I started feeling as though I was sending someone off. It was like sending an energy off upward. And it was a beautiful moment of feeling like I was facilitating something for someone. So I had this beautiful experience in this meditation, and I felt very complete towards the end. And I relaxed my body and I came out of the meditation and I started to gather my bags to get in the car. phone rang before I got in the car, and I picked up the phone and it was my mom. And my mom said to me, "Grammy just left her body." And my immediate response was, "I know, I helped her." And it was such a beautiful moment of acknowledging how that connection with a human can be carried on even in the afterlife. I then went on to go lead this workshop for the week. And I said to my grandmother, I said, "Grammy, let me know that you're okay. Let me know that you are feeling safe and that you are wherever you need to be." And I said, "I'm going to go lead this workshop. Just give me some signs that you're all right." Throughout the week, I was very head down leading the workshop. My grandmother's presence was with me throughout the week, but I hadn't really gotten my sign yet. And the final day of the workshop, I got in my car and I headed home. And on my way home, I stopped at my friend Zoe's house. And I was with my girlfriend, Jenny, and Zoe. And Zoe looked at me and she kept saying, "Gabby, I want you to pull a card from this new tarot deck that I got. I need you to pull this card. I need you to pull this card." And I was like, "Zoe, why do I need to pull it? I'm so busy." And I was calling my husband and asking him what he wanted for dinner, what I should pick up at the grocery store. And finally, Jenny looks and she says, "I'll pick a card for Gabby." She picks a card and her face goes white. She looks at me and she says, "Wow, this is definitely for you." And she turns the card around and she faces it towards me. And the card is an image of an elderly woman crossing over a bridge. And the caption under the image says, "Grandmother ensures safe crossing." You really can't make this up, people. So this was my grandmother's way of saying, "I am now in spirit. I am here. I am safe. I have crossed over and I'm with you." And that relationship with my grandmother continues to grow and expand. And I know that she was with me. I felt her presence all around me when I was birthing my son. I feel her presence around me when I'm going through difficult times. I know that she's with me when I wear certain jewelry. And these entities, these guides, the spiritual presence in our life can be a deceased loved one. Often that's what we can connect to most easily because we can recognize it. But it also can be just an energy of love that's there to support us. And now for a quick ad break. I know I need all kinds of support to stay healthy and keep my mind and body running its best, which is why supplements are a really big part of my life, plain and simple. And earlier this year, I was introduced to a brand of supplements called Symbiotica. I love the brand so much that I actually sat down with the owner and had a beautiful conversation on the show. You can go back and listen to it. It was excellent. And I've always been really, really conscious about what I put into my body. And I have tried a lot of different supplements over the years, but hands down, Symbiotica is the best. Symbiotica's health supplements are sophisticatedly designed formulations that are clinically proven to increase vitality and longevity. And I can tell you firsthand, it's extremely effective. The amount of research and love that goes into this brand is just incredible. They use only the highest quality bioavailable ingredients and the most advanced delivery system. Symbiotica truly believes that your mind and body deserve only the best. Their liposomal vitamin C is my absolute favorite formula. I use it daily because I know that it's keeping me healthy, and I swear to God it is. And it's key for my immune system function and for collagen production and healthy aging. And it contains bamboo silica, one of nature's most beautifying minerals required for collagen production, normal cell function, and strong connective tissue. I also swear by their vitamin D3, K2, CoQ10. It's one of my favorites, and it's a formula that promotes balanced mood, supports heart health, and boosts overall immunity. And they also have an amazing super greens formula that is really convenient and an easy way to get all your daily nutrition in one little packet. So if you're thinking, "But Gabby, I don't know where to begin," I got you, babe. I got you. They have a super convenient and easy online quiz that will help you figure out the best supplements for your specific goals. Visit symbiotica.com/Gabby for 15% off site-wide or create your custom bundle and get 45% off. Code applies on top of custom bundle discount. And so I wanted to share these different examples of what it's like to connect to guides, because it's first important to understand what does it feel like when you're in that union, when you're in that connection. And then I want to talk a little bit about how do we invoke that connection in and how do we respect that relationship. So we know we're in the presence of a spiritual guide if we have a strong intuition or we have a physical sensation. Like sometimes it can feel like someone's tickling my head, or sometimes I can feel my hands go numb, or literally being pushed in a different direction, like when I was in that bookstore, or in the case of my grandmother, getting a sign, pulling a card that's a message from her, or seeing a sign that I've asked for. And that's a sign that that guide is indeed with you. You can hear a guide like an audible sound, literally audibly. You can hear a voice. Or you could hear it from the perspective of an inner sensation or an inner directive. So let's say similar to how you would hear an author while you're reading a book. It's like you can hear their voice while you're reading. That's kind of how I would liken the experience of listening to that guidance from the perspective of getting that inner direction. You can also get the presence of guidance through other people. So guides work through people. So sometimes you might be in those situations where you have 15 different people saying, you should read this book, check out this book, read this book, read this book. And then a week later, the book falls off the shelf. And so those moments of synchronicity, those are guides working through people to open the door. Their guides are also going to literally knock books off the shelf. Sometimes your guides will wake you up in the middle of the night and be like, go journal or step away and read this passage. When I was writing my first book, Add More Ink to Your Life, I remember being woken up in the middle of the night and being guided to walk over to my bookshelf. I picked a book off the shelf that I hadn't read. It was just randomly there. I don't even know where I got it from. And it was this book called Living in the Light by Shakti Gawain. And I read it that night. I didn't go to sleep. And I remember when I was reading that book, I realized, oh my God, this is the exact book I needed to read to understand how to create the structure for my first book, which was Add More Ink to Your Life, to really find a different outline for a book that really resonated with me so that I could have that direction for my own. So guides are always with us, giving us what we need to fulfill our highest function and our highest purpose. And we may have the opportunity to just have that presence be really available to us, but most people walk around with a big disconnect. They don't, first of all, know that there is a presence of guides around them. And that can be the first block in itself, because you think it's just your will or the highway. Nobody else is around. So when we have those moments of really just opening our heart, even listening to this podcast is opening the door for you to connect to your guides because you're interested. You've raised your hand and said, yeah, that sounds cool. I'd like to know more. That's a door that you are opening to a relationship to a guide beyond your physical sight. And so how do we make that connection? We make that connection first, I think, through a prayer or an intention. So an intention is sending out a message to the universe, to your guides, I'm interested, I'd like to know more. A prayer could be really affirming with the words, thank you, already affirming that the guidance is already with you and already available to you. Thank you, guidance of the highest truth and compassion, for coming through me now. Thank you for revealing to me what is of the highest good. That prayer in itself can open radical doors. And often I'll lean on that prayer. I may not get a physical sensation or an audible voice or a sensation inside right away, but I may hours later get the exact message I needed to hear. So when you say that prayer, you're opening the door for the guidance to be revealed to you. And prayer is a temporary suspension of disbelief and a momentary opportunity to crack open to the perception of spiritual sight, seeing through the lens of spirit. And that spiritual sight offers us the opportunity to grow and expand the relationship with our guides. Now, how do we maintain and nurture and support that relationship? Well, I think writing with our guides is a very powerful tool. So sitting down and maybe grounding yourself in meditation. I have a lot of free meditations that you can use if you go to deargabby.com/free-meditations. And then my suggestion is that after that meditation, you sit down with your journal and at the top of the page, you write, thank you, guides, for writing through me now. And just let your pen flow. Let it out. Let whatever you need to release be revealed onto the page. Don't judge it. Don't edit it. Just let it out. In time, you might notice that your words change, that the energy behind the writing changes. You might notice that you're getting directive. Sometimes when I'm writing with my guides, I'll start hearing things like, dear daughter of the light, or I'll hear, darling one, we want to tell you this. And it's a lot of we. It's as if there's a collective energy supporting me. And so if you start to write more often and more often and more often, you'll start to get clearer direction. And if you're somebody who is very physically oriented, maybe you go do a big yoga class or go for a run And following that physical practice, you actually sit in meditation and welcome your guides into that space. Because sometimes when we clear the energy, the guidance can come through faster. And this guidance is available to us all the time, anywhere, anytime. All we really have to do is ask for it. And when we start to ask for that spiritual guidance in different ways, whether we're asking for a sign, just saying, I need a butterfly to show me that you're here, or I need an answer on this question. Thank you for revealing to me the answer to this question. Show me a rainbow if I'm on the right track. And asking the guides to show us signs that they're there, that their presence is there, that we are on the right track, is another profound way to really connect to that guidance system that's available to us. Establishing that connection with our guides is a proactive process. It's like any relationship. If you nurture the relationship, it will grow. If you don't tend to the relationship, it will feel blocked. So the more you meditate with your guides, the more you write with your guides, the more you call upon your guides for help, the more you literally talk to your guides, it's going to look like you're talking to yourself, but you're talking to your guides out loud or internally, the more their presence will be known in your life. And it's the greatest presence of love that you'll ever experience. It's also really important to make sure that you're always calling in the guidance of the highest truth and compassion. And it's also extremely important to recognize the language that I'm using when I'm invoking my guides. Thank you, guidance of the highest truth and compassion. When we commit to that type of language, thank you, guidance of the highest truth and compassion, or you could say only guides of the highest good, what you're doing is you're setting a boundary and you're saying, I am not opening my vessel, my energy field, to any guidance beyond that highest truth and compassion. Of course, just like people, there's entities out there that are mischievous and not really what we want in our life. And so as long as you're calling the shots, and as long as you're very clear about what it is that you want to call into your life and into your practice, that it is of the highest good of all, and you are very specific about that, you can absolutely trust that you're only invoking the highest good and the highest love of the guides that are going to be there to truly support you. And a lot of people sent in questions today, tons of questions, about what it means to connect to their guides and all the different kinds of questions around this topic. So I'm going to answer some of these questions, and hopefully in other people's questions, you will recognize the answers that you need to have revealed. So the first question is from Kristen, and she says, I feel like spirit guides are trying to connect with me and I'm not sure what to do. All right, so if you're feeling that connection, there might be a part of you that's curious about it and excited, and then there might be a part of you that's kind of scared because it's not what we're brought up to believe in. It's not something that we lean on typically. And so my suggestion would just be to open the door gently and not too fast. So I think that a journaling practice with the guides might be a very valuable tool because it feels like you're giving yourself a little bit more control. You can start writing and you can stop writing. So give yourself the opportunity to sit down after your meditation. Again, you can go to deargabby.com/free meditations, download one of my free meditations, meditate. At the top of the page, write, thank you, guidance, for writing through me. Write with that guide, see what comes through. And if at any point it feels like too much, just stop, just step away, just say, thank you for being in my presence today. And we're going to release this connection now. Whatever it is, you call the shots. So if there's any fear or discomfort around connecting to a guide, trust that you call the shots. Whatever it is that you decide, you can turn it off. If you open the door, you can also shut the door. Allie is asking, how do we know the thoughts we have during meditation are our spirit guides and not really our own thoughts? Great question. When you hear spiritual guidance, it's often going to sound a little bit like a voice beyond your own. It could be very directive. It could be almost like you're being spoken to rather than spoken through. And there's a sense of authority in the communication. It also can be very fast at times. It can have a different tone of voice or a tone of language. Like I said earlier, my guides can often say to me things like, dear daughter of the light. I know it's my guides. I often can check in with my physical sensations as well. Do I feel expansive? Does my heart feel open? Am I just relaxed and released? Or am I trying to make something happen? Am I trying to get an idea? Or am I just allowing these ideas to come through? Because when we're fully aligned with spirit and letting guidance come through us, we're relaxed, we're expansive, our heart is open, and we don't have that agenda on the inside. So if you don't have an agenda, you know it's the voice of your spirit guide. Robin is asking, is it normal to cry or feel overwhelmed with emotion when I connect with my spirit guides? Well, I love this question. The answer is Absolutely, yes. Remember, you're connecting to a high level of spiritual love. You're connecting to a spiritual presence that has chosen to be in the service of your life. You're connecting to often an ancestor who just wants to support you, or a spiritual entity that is in the devotion of your growth and spiritual development. So it can be extremely moving and heart-opening, and at times very, very cathartic. So the answer is hell yes, Robin. Enjoy the tears. Enjoy the heart-opening experience. Let it be. Let it be. Let that love in. When my guides write through me, they often write, let love in, let love in, let love in. And I know when I hear that, that is my guides. Another real common question that continued to come through was, what happens if I don't feel the presence of my guides? What if my guides are just not showing up? I really want to encourage you not to start feeling like you have to go look for your guides or to search for the signs, but instead just really open your heart to let their presence be revealed and trust that even a song or even a cloud in the sky could be the presence of a guide. And just trust that the deeper you get into your meditative practice, the more you're opening the door to listen and to receive that guidance. So I would probably suggest that you spend a little bit more time in your meditation, grounding your energy, because in order to connect to that spiritual realm, we have to be in a resonance that's connected to it. That's why often we hear it through meditation. So really practice deepening that spiritual connection through meditation and prayer, but deeply meditating, going in much deeper. And again, you can get my free meditations at deargabby.com/free meditations. So Sophie's asking, how can I tell if the guidance I receive is from my spirit guides or just coincidence? For example, repeating numbers. If you're noticing a lot of coincidence and you're just questioning, is that my guides? The answer is yes, it is your guides. Coincidences and all of the synchronicities that speed up in our life and just show up and show up and show up are led by a spiritual presence and a attunement to what it is that we're aligned with in the moment. So if you keep getting that message and you keep getting that message, it's the spiritual presence of the energy of love, a spiritual guide, and the energy of the universe planting you in the right place at the right time to get that message. The message is often going to be kind of hitting you over the head until you get it. Sometimes we can get signs that are literally like billboards. So I really want to encourage you to keep your eyes wide open, not question the guidance that you receive, but instead say, thank you, guides of the highest truth and compassion, for coming through me today and giving me the answers and revealing to me what it is that I need to know. Because when we allow that presence of a spiritual guidance system beyond our physical sight to lead our thoughts, to open our hearts, to guide us and direct us, to write through us, to speak through us, then we are given words when we didn't have them. We're given courage and strength that we couldn't access on our own. And we're offered a presence of knowing that we're not alone, that we are walking through life with a presence of love beside us and with us at all times. There's an extraordinary passage from A Course in Miracles. If you knew who walked beside you on the path that you have chosen, fear would be impossible. So take that with you today. Listen to that inner wisdom, trust that synchronicity, trust the feeling, the sensation, the voice, be guided by it, act on it, and be in gratitude of the presence of that guidance at all times. The more we appreciate the guides in our life, the more we activate their power to come through and connect to us. So my friends, stay in that prayer. Thank you, guidance of the highest truth and compassion, for revealing to me whatever it is that I need to know. And being in that grace and that gratitude for the guidance that is around you. I can't wait to hear how this goes for you. I want you to leave a comment in the reviews and just let me know how it goes. And if you have more questions about spirit guides, you can leave them there. And as we close out the show, I just want to close with a prayer. So gently close your eyes and place your hand on your heart and your other hand on your belly if you are not driving. And just take a deep breath in and let that go. And as we close this conversation today, we open our hearts and our minds and our physical sensations to the presence of the guidance of the highest truth and compassion. Whatever situations in our life that we are struggling with, whatever people or issues or problems in the world that are causing suffering in us, we ask these guides to step in and support us. to lead us and direct us and to show us where to go and what to do and what to say, and to open our hearts to possibilities for change and growth and spiritual connection. Thank you, guides of the highest truth and compassion, for moving through us today. We trust and we know that you are guiding us every single step of the way. And so it is. Amen. Thank you for joining me today on Dear Gabby. Enjoy the connection to your guides. Have fun with this. Leave a review. Let me know how it goes. Share your experience with me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. Just let me know how you feel. I look forward to hearing all your feedback. And if this episode was deeply moving to you in any way, I really hope that you'll share it with your friends and your spiritual running buddies, and you'll encourage them to listen, because the more people who start to think with the thoughts of heaven, the more we can change the world that we're living in. So thank you again for joining me today on Dear Gabby. I love you guys. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.